This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Pipravav Relics related to Lord Buddha at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that today is a very special day for those passionate about history, culture and the ideals of Lord Buddha. Mr. Modi said, "This exposition brings together the Pipravav Relics, repatriated after more than a century, and authentic relics and archaeological materials from Pipravav that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum in New Delhi and the Indian Museum in Kolkata." He said that this exposition is in line with the government's commitment to further popularizing the noble thoughts of Lord Buddha. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan has said the Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati System, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes. Addressing media in New Delhi on the outcomes of the Pragati, Mr. Somanathan said that so far 50 meetings of Pragati have been held, and under it, over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which face problems, were reviewed. He informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects. He said that since the implementation of Pragati in 2015, 36 different classes of grievances, including issues related to corona, banking and insurance and Jan Dhan Yojana, were reviewed.
In terms of projects, it has so far covered over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crores. This includes both projects which had a problem and projects which did not have a problem. I am not suggesting that all 3,300 faced problems, but this is the portfolio of projects that Pragati has handled in this period of time. 61 government schemes other than projects have also been reviewed in Pragati.
The centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive, and IT hardware. The government has announced the extension of the deadline for submission of fresh applications under the Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme for textiles up to 31st of March this year. The Ministry of Textiles informed that the extension follows the significant response received since the application portal was reopened in August last year, with proposals being submitted by textile companies. The Election Commission has directed the concerned district election authorities to file FIRs against the 5 suspended state officials accused of illegally including fake or non-existent voters' names in the electoral rolls. According to sources in the Office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, instructions have been issued to register criminal cases against Debottam Datta Chaudhary, Electoral Registration Officer of the Bariupur East Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Tathagat Mondal, Biplab Sarkar, Electoral Registration Officer of the Moina Assembly Constituency, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer Sudipta Das, and Data Entry Operator Surajit Haldar. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has reviewed the steps taken by the state government officials regarding the contaminated drinking water incident in Indore. The Chief Minister instructed to serve show cause notices to the Indore Municipal Corporation Commissioner and Additional Commissioner. The Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has advised Indian travellers to obtain the necessary approvals for carrying medicines before travelling to Saudi Arabia. This comes after Saudi Arabia introduced an electronic service platform for obtaining prior permission for the clearance of medicines intended for personal use by individuals entering or leaving the country. In men's cricket under-19, Team India will lock horns with South Africa in the first youth ODI of the 3-match series at the Willowmore Park in Benoni today from 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.